4 TFW Mobile.
And 2 SWJ Echolink.
Hey, how are you doing this morning, and where are you calling from?
In Kentucky, just south of Cincinnati, at the corporate office.
Hope your flight went well and that you're doing well.
Yeah, it went smooth. Doing all right. Sitting in here in the office, installed the server this morning and trying to figure out what's going on with it and why it's not connecting up.
Gotta love computers.
Yeah, well, that's the story of my life. Computers. Sigh.
I can tell you, electronics is not me. I'm all mechanical.
Along with that, it takes mechanical to make all this stuff go and to make all the computers and everything else, so it takes all kinds to put this world together.
Have you heard Eric in here this morning yet?
I called a bit earlier, but you were the first one to show up so far.
He's probably not in range yet. Good morning, Eric. KN4 CFW in here with Scott on Echo Link.
Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Where are you joining us from today, Scott?
I'm in Kentucky, just south of Cincinnati.
What's bringing you to Kentucky this week?
That company's corporate office is Hebron, and I'm up here installing a server, and we just did a major migration and with a Canadian company, and they come back from their Thanksgiving holiday today, and it's going to be pandemonium.
Last, I used to do a lot of IT work, and it was never fun when things changed.
We aided them. We moved them out of their 365 tenant into our 365 tenant, and this morning is going to be, we'll say, fun.
Real fun. My wife's company is finally, they go outside to a small computer company, you know, where they are. They're about 200 employees, and they have a lot of, like, retail point of sale and stuff. And my wife has decided to bring the IT in-house, so, you know, she's looking for somebody. But, you know, we're talking about a user base that barely knows how to turn a computer on, let alone how to use advanced systems and stuff like that. So it's definitely going to be a job that way.
We've got all kinds here, from the people that barely know how to turn the computer on, but yet they work on it every day, to people that think they know everything about it and are dangerous, and, yeah, all kinds here.
Also describe the outside computer shop that they're currently using for all of their infrastructure and applications. So it's going to be hiring an actual IT professional to come in there and do their systems is going to be a lot of change for a lot of people.
I'm sure it'll be. That sounds like a lot of fun. That's a fun word, fun.
I was just thinking all our IT is, I don't want to say outsourced, but a lot of times when you call, you get somebody over in India or something like that. Although, last time I did get somebody in America, and that the problem was my computer, I don't know, it must have detected a virus, so it kept it from getting online. And since we don't have an IT on site, you know, nobody could fix it because you couldn't dial into it.
Happy that our IT is still on site at our office, because, you know, we're the global HQ, so we're not using some other office's IT work, because, you know, we are the office. So it's funny because we're such a big company, but we only have one, you know, U.S. corporate location. Actually, that's not true. We do have a corporate location in Florida. I'm not sure what they do. But, you know, for power tools, you know, our big HQ is here, and we have our own local IT, so that's a good thing.
Comes out on your little desktop or your little elite notebook or whatever it is, and that, then they they get you to send it back and they send you a new one.
As long as possible. I think I had my last laptop for 6 years.
I think mine runs out now like mid-28, maybe 3 years.
It is 3 years, but I think we actually buy them, and we just run them until the wheels fall off. We actually have a repair guy in-house, and Dell sends us spare parts, and like I've had the motherboard swapped out of my laptop, I've had the battery swapped out, you know, I guess they figured that it's worth it to have a guy on staff that can do that stuff instead of having to, you know, do all the shipping back and forth and having to buy new computers too early and whatever else.
Give me about 20 seconds to get through this bad spot. KN4, TFW.
When you have a couple thousand laptops like we do, it doesn't make sense to go outside anymore for that kind of stuff and just, you know, do everything in-house, including repairs and stuff, and just buy everything.
It's outsourcing as much as it can.
Corporate culture is, you know, if you need to get something done, do it yourself and only get somebody else involved if you need help. So... I guess that's, you know, sticking with that mantra, I guess we just do all the computers ourselves. And, yeah, we have great IT staff, though. They know their stuff, and they're very helpful. So, you know, I'm glad to have them all in-house.
We're one of the smallest plants that they have. I think we only have, like, 65 people at this plant, where, you know, some of the ones down in Texas, you know, have several thousand.
Professional staff with computers we have on our site, but I think it's a couple thousand. I know that you know, our building is probably 1,000, and we've got the building on the other side of the property that's probably about the same size, so somewhere in there.